The following is a sponsored program paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to what is the final episode of Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell, and of course, I am with Jenna Tobel, our financial expert from First Alliance Credit Union. Hello, Jenna.
Hi, Andy.
So I already mentioned this is the final episode. We are coming to the end of February. Mm-hmm. But of course, you'll still be out there sharing the important financial information that we've been talking about for years, right?
Yeah. We've been talking about this stuff, I think, for like 5 years or maybe more than that. But yeah, to your point, this is our last episode of this version of Good Money Moves, and we are transitioning to a refreshed format starting next week. We'll be sitting down, I will be sitting down every other week with our knowledgeable First Alliance Credit Union staff, where we're going to continue to dive into important financial literacy topics. We'll be sharing tips, advice, real stories that will hopefully help you continue your financial journey. And you can join us on YouTube starting on March 3rd, where we're going to be bringing these conversations to life with video. Or you can keep listening on Apple Podcasts and Spotify starting on March 10th. So if you're already subscribed to this radio show as a podcast, make sure that you follow our new Good Money Moves show by First Alliance Credit Union so you don't miss a single episode. And exciting addition to all of this, like we shared last week, you actually will still be able to catch the conversations that I'm having with our First Alliance team here on KROC every other week on Sunday mornings.
All right. We look forward to that. This kind of it's kind of bittersweet. You think this was way before the pandemic we started doing this show.
It's
amazing. Time flies, right?
It does.
So with the time we have, what are we going to dive into with this final conversation?
Yeah, I thought it would be maybe good to just take like a reflective look back at a lot of the topics that we've explored over the past few years. I mean, we've really covered everything, you know, from creative ways to save money, building your credit score from scratch, making major purchases like cars and houses, to, you know, more specific financial tools like debit cards for kids or versus using allowance, and even things like overdraft line of credits. I feel like we've talked a little bit about everything along the way, and it's figured it'd be great to maybe just recap some of the highlights.
Oh, okay. Now, over the years, we've talked a lot about saving money.
Mm-hmm.
And you have always mentioned a big key to this is don't make huge sacrifices to get going,
mm-hmm.
but do it consistently, incrementally with small changes in your routine.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's your favorite piece of advice when we're talking about those habits that we need to create to build up our savings?
Yeah, automation. Automation. I feel like this is the key to success. Specifically, it's, you know, even setting aside like a small percentage of your paycheck and then automatically having that go over to a savings account. It just really adds up over time, and it really does start to build this really substantial savings cushion for yourself. And what I really like about using technology, using automation to start saving, is that you're removing yourself as a barrier to your own success. When you automate your savings or even for paying bills, this is such a great tool to kind of set it and forget it for yourself. And also, it's not just about saving pennies, right? It's using automation is really about empowering you to take control of your finances, because again, you're removing yourself as your own barrier to making that transfer from your checking where your paycheck gets deposited into that savings account where you're starting to build up that financial cushion. And at the end of the day, every dollar saved can really become a financial, like that building block for that emergency fund or a down payment on a house, or maybe you have a dream car that you've always wanted, but you need to save up for a down payment on that. You know, really, I think the aim of this is it just to make savings feel more achievable and even fun in some cases, because you can almost set like little goals for yourself to start building those habits, which just eventually turn into those long-term financial wins.
When you talk about automation and, you know, automatically paying yourself, putting that money away from say, it's amazing that when you start out doing it, you think, oh, there's no way, I don't have any extra, there's no extra money, right? At the end of the pay period.
Yeah.
But when you do it and then you realize, yeah, you're okay, that was pretty painless. And then next thing you know, you're going, I can do double that or whatever it may be.
100%, 100%. That's where it's like, if you're really not sure how much room you have in your budget to start saving, $5. Everybody, I guarantee you can save $5 a month. Like, even if you have very low income, $5 is doable.
Another thing we have talked about a lot, Jenna, is credit scores.
Yes. Huge component.
And especially if, you know, you're new to credit, you don't have a credit score, or you're trying to repair your credit score. What kind of stands out for you with those conversations we've had?
Yeah. We have talked so much about credit scores and the importance of those and, you know, all the different components that kind of go into making up a credit score and how they can affect your finances. But I think, you know, understanding credit is a really intimidating at first because it feels like something that's really complicated. And to be fair, the calculation to get there is like very complex, but it can be broken down into simpler terms. And there are basic things that you can do to take control over building your credit. You know, things like starting as simple as just taking out a secured credit card. You know, we talked a lot about keeping your credit utilization low, always paying your bills on time. These are simple things that you can do to really manage that credit and make it work for you instead of against you. You know, I think my goal has always been to show our listeners that no matter where you start, you can always improve your financial standing. It just takes a little bit of time and attention to get there. And building your credit is not about perfection. It's about progress and perseverance. And the one thing that I think most people don't realize, and I know we've talked about it a little bit here before on Good Money Moves, but really it only takes one trade line paid on time for about 6 months to start seeing improvement or start seeing a credit score at all if you're starting with no credit, and to start to see improvement in that score. So really, it's very attainable. It's very much something that you can control, and it's not something that you should be afraid of or intimidated by at all.
This is one area where I've learned a lot during our conversations over the years.
Yeah.
I was aware, obviously, you make your payments on time, you're going to build up your credit score, but just exactly what went into getting that credit score, particularly that utilization rate.
Yeah.
That and how big of a role that plays. That was that was a good piece of knowledge to impart, that's for sure.
Yeah, that paying your bills on time and utilization are the biggest factors in your credit score by far. And then of course, you know, how long you've had those credit lines is a factor, you know, how frequently are you getting new credit added to your credit report, those types of things all factor into this as well. But that utilization is huge, and just pay on time, even if it's a minimum payment.
And we've spent a considerable amount of time also talking about big purchases in your life.
Yeah.
Whether they be appliances, cars, houses, I don't know. And how to, I guess, plan for it.
Yeah.
And so you do this without, I guess, you know, without trepidation. You have confidence as you move forward and you know you're doing the right thing.
Yeah. And I think to your point, we have talked a lot about that. And the reason for that is because these are such important life milestones to be informed on, right? I mean, you think a house is the biggest thing you're ever going to buy. It's the most expensive thing you'll ever purchase for most people, right? Anybody listening to our podcast, for sure. Cars, same thing, and they're only getting more expensive. So these are things that you really, really need to understand the process and how it works so that you can make informed decisions when it comes time to kind of the minutia of navigating these types of big purchases. You know, I think even just most recently, one of the episodes we were talking about car buying, and we kind of dove into understanding not just that sticker price, but all those potential hidden costs that are involved, right? And talking about making sure that you do some comparison shopping beforehand, that you really understand what financing options are available to you so that you don't get tricked into a payment that's too high for you, or that you have maybe overlooked an opportunity for yourself. And then, you know, talked a little bit too about the importance of that gap insurance protection, just in case there are unforeseen events where you end up owing more on the vehicle than the vehicle is worth, and really protecting yourself that way. But you also talk a lot about home buying, and the reason for that is because it is so important to be prepared for the long-term commitment of home ownership. And the only way to realistically do that is through, you know, solid budgeting, saving for that down payment as much as you possibly can, and really making sure that you're starting out home ownership on a good, solid financial footing by having a level of emergency fund in place. Because the worst thing that you can do is deplete your savings completely, get into your new home, because immediately I guarantee you something's going to go wrong, and then you're going to be in a spot where you won't have the funds to, you know, fix the furnace, buy the fridge, do whatever it is you need to do to fix that problem, because you
Absolutely.
No longer have that landlord in place to help you. So really, like, all of these tips that we've been talking about over the last several years when it comes to, you know, making these big purchases, you know, for a car or a house, are they're really meant to empower you to make major purchases without fear. Because when you have that financial knowledge about the process and about what to be thinking about and thinking ahead for, it's really ensuring that every financial decision you make is made with full understanding and with care for the situation.
All right, Jenna, we'll take a quick break and we will continue reminiscing, I guess.
Yeah.
It's Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. It is the final episode of Good Money Moves in this form. We're with Jenna Tobel, First Alliance Credit Union. And Jenna, we have been talking about some of the key topics we have talked about over the years. Yeah. And one of them has to do with financial literacy, which when you and I first started this program, you emphasized that often, that was a big goal of doing this program.
Yeah.
And a big part of that, of course, is teaching the kids, the younger ones, yeah, about money and how to manage their money and getting that started at a very young age. And I know from talking to you, this is also one of your favorite topics.
Yes. Yeah, it is. You know, learning money skills at a young age is really the key to starting off life on the right foot. And this is why it is kind of a favorite topic of mine to talk about, is because it is so important. And it can actually be fun to teach kids about money. It doesn't have to be this lecture that you sit down and like wave your finger at them and say, this is how you manage your budget, right? You can actually have fun with it, and you can actually end up having some really good conversations with your kids about money if you just do it naturally and often and you start early. And the reason that I emphasize doing it early and often is it's all about preparing the next generation to be smart, confident, and financially responsible from that early age. And, you know, as we're kind of talking about this, one of the episodes that really comes to mind for me is when we've talked about like the allowances for kids and some of the different ways that you can go about that. And, you know, whether or not you believe in paying your kids to do chores around the house or for whatever, I think allowances are such a good way to help kids understand the power of earning and the power of spending and saving appropriately with the funds that they've earned, because that's, in reality, that's what they're going to have to do with them, with their paycheck when they get older. So I, you know, one of the things I think about is cash versus a debit card with something like the Greenlight tool that we offer through First Alliance Credit Union to our members. You know, in the episode, I think that where we talked most recently about this, we talked about how, you know, cash is a really simple and tangible and immediate tool. It offers, you know, that basic understanding and concept of money management, which is really, really good for like younger children. On the other hand, you know, using the Greenlight, the kids' debit card, can actually prepare children for what is becoming a cashless world. So by teaching them budgeting, saving, even investing in small, really manageable steps, again, setting themselves up for success in the long run through, you know, parental monitored spending is huge. The other nice thing too about using cash, and you can always use these interchangeably depending on the situation, but you know, cash offers, again, that hands-on learning experience where having access to that debit card can really provide maybe some more advanced lessons that can adapt as your child grows, and combine that with some, you know, independence with that essential, you know, parental oversight as needed. You know, but either way, you're setting yourself, your kids up for success in the long run by giving them the opportunity to save, spend, and share on their own with the funds that they've earned through working towards earning that money in any way, shape, or form that makes sense for your family.
The basic fundamentals.
Yeah.
Another thing we've talked about is fees and associated financial stress.
Yes.
How to avoid them.
Yeah. Yeah. That, as you bring that up, that makes me think about, when we maybe talked about the overdraft line of credit. I don't know if you remember that. So overdraft line of credits, they serve as a backup to your checking account. So when your balance drops below zero, that overdraft line of credit really steps in to cover the shortfall, sparing you those dreaded overdraft fees. Those are the types of fees that are tend to be very unexpected and cause significant financial stress for people. So that's why I really encourage people to consider an overdraft line of credit, because the only time you actually make payments on this line of credit and you only pay interest is on the amount that's been advanced if you fall short in your checking account. And what I also really like about these overdraft line of credits is it is a temporary, you know, solution meant for those emergency situations where you're like, oh, shoot, I spent, right, you know, an extra $50 on groceries that I didn't realize, or, you know, maybe something came out of your account sooner than you expected, you know. So it's not necessarily that long-term fix for overspending, but it's definitely for the really helpful for those situations that we've all run into in life at some point in time, or maybe do at just sporadically throughout the year, because it is hard to sometimes manage what's coming in and what's going out, especially if you don't have a lot of wiggle room. So that overdraft line of credit just kind of comes in as a nice little bump. Peace of mind. Perfect. That's a perfect word for it. But when it, you know, some of those longer term fixes for overspending, you know, is that's where I want to kind of highlight the importance of budgeting. You know, we've talked about the 50-30-20 rule before, zero-based budgeting. But again, using that as the long-term fix, but then having that overdraft line of credit on the backside, it working together, you set yourself up for a really good position. And of course, you know, then you don't have to rely on that overdraft line of credit as a crutch long-term. You have that those budgeting skills in place to help you for the bigger picture.
All right. Already time for another break. We'll do that and return with Jenna Tobel with First Alliance Credit Union. It is Good Money Moves on Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're we're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Good Money Moves with Jenna Tobel, First Alliance Credit Union, the final episode. And it's not an episode, Jenna, of Good Money Moves if we don't talk about the B word.
Yeah.
And I mean budgeting.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Budgeting, the foundation of making good money moves. You're so right. Yeah. But, and, you know, budgeting, everybody thinks it's about like limiting yourself, but really it's about putting yourself in control of your money, right? The power of a good budget can be truly life-changing, because until you know where your money's going, you're never going to reach your financial goals if you aren't being intentional about where you're putting your money. And that's what a budget is designed to do. And a budget does not need to be complicated. There are a million ways you can budget. There's no right or wrong way necessarily. But for the most basic, the best way to get started and just do it, start by writing down your income and your expenses on a piece of paper. And if your expenses are more than your income, find somewhere where you can cut back so that it's no longer that way. And if there's room left in the budget after you've paid all your bills, make it a point to save more money. It's really comes down to being that simple.
You know, and as I've pointed out before, I'd be so stressed out if I didn't have my budget.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't fathom. I know I used to do it. I used to wing it. And I used to rely on that LOC line of credit.
Yeah.
Too much. Because you'd mess it up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't emphasize it enough that doing that, if it's not a weekly, a monthly budget, just to know where you are at.
Yeah. Yeah. And you just be surprised how much less stressed out you are when you clearly understand your financial situation. It's that alone is empowering.
And the other message, I think you brought this home pretty well over the years. The budget is not set in stone. And I think a lot of people quit because that first budget they developed didn't work out for them. That just means you have to revise it until it does work out for you.
Exactly. Yeah. Because there's so many different ways that you can approach it and kind of break up your income and expenses into different categories. And, you know, some people like to be, you know, down to the penny. Other people just like to have a general idea of where their money is going. And there's not necessarily a right or wrong way to do it. And until you find kind of the system that works best for you and how you manage your money, you know, it could take you a couple of tries. It could take you several months to figure out what actually makes sense for you and your financial situation. And then, of course, anytime your financial situation changes, you're going to want to revisit your budget and realign it with your financial goals to help you make progress towards those goals.
Absolutely. Well, Jenna, I have to thank you for bringing this program to Art Airwaves and sharing all of these pieces of advice and tips on how to improve our finances and provide for financial growth with our listeners. It's been wonderful. And I know I have learned a lot.
Yeah, I've had a blast. I really have. I guess just thank you to everyone for tuning in and for your continued support of this program over the years. And, you know, as we move forward, just remember that financial empowerment is an ongoing process. It's, you know, it's a series of small informed decisions that really add up to lasting change for yourself. And, you know, at First Alliance Credit Union, our mission, our vision, our values really remain at the heart of, you know, doing everything we do. And hopefully, you know, you'll carry those lessons with you as you navigate your own financial paths. And, you know, whether that's from saving a little extra each month or rebuilding your credit and, you know, just making wise financial choices on those big purchases, you know, every step you take is a good money move. So I guess, you know, as we sign off from this version of Good Money Moves, you know, just let the lessons of our journey together. Hopefully you feel inspired to keep learning, keep growing, and, you know, keep making those smart financial moves every day. And I'm really looking forward to having everyone continue to join us on our other channels, where our conversations are going to continue and evolve. And you're going to learn some really great pieces of information from the amazing team at First Alliance Credit Union.
And a reminder, you're not going away. You'll still be able to hear Good Money Moves in its new format every other Sunday morning right here on
exactly.
News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Yes.
Great information, Jenna. But I guess we got to wrap her up.
Yeah.
And then we always wrap it up. I'm going to do it again. Where can we find out more besides this program on making good money moves?
Yes. Yeah. As always, I encourage our listeners to visit our website at firstalliancecu.com. You can subscribe to our blog. We release new financial tips and advice there weekly. You can subscribe to the First Alliance Credit Union YouTube channel so that you can watch our new Good Money Moves show in video. Our first episode will be available on March 3rd. And if you're a podcast listener, make sure to subscribe to the new Good Money Moves by First Alliance Credit Union on Apple, YouTube Podcasts, and Spotify. Our first full episode will be available there on March 10th. Or again, as you mentioned, Andy, you'll be able to catch our refresh format here on KROC every other Sunday starting on March 16th. And as always, I encourage you to reach out to our team at First Alliance Credit Union. We are here to help you start making good money moves today.
That is First Alliance Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender. Jenna, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I'm going to miss talking with you, Andy.
Yeah, stay in touch.
Of course.
Everybody, be sure to check out Good Money Moves in the new formats on YouTube and elsewhere, and of course on Sunday mornings right here. This has been Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.